A big hello to everyone listening to this recording. My name is Rob Christie. I have the privilege of being with my friend Jim Hamilton. If you're listening, I presume you share my interest in personal growth and transformation, or put more simply, you're simply looking for ways to improve your life and improve your results. In order to do that, everybody needs a track to run on. You know, what do I do Monday morning in order to improve my life and improve my results? Jim has not one, but two technologies that he has invented that have been proven over time with a number of his clients to produce results in the real world. And in my book, that's precious. There are numerous people out there today offering the kinds of solutions I'm talking about that you can engage in with great sincerity. And at the end of the day, you're still scratching your head and wondering why you didn't get the results you hoped for. Well, speaking from personal experience, I can vouch for one of Jim's programs. I'm eager to do the other one someday. Jim, take it away. Tell us about these programs.
Well, Rob, again, great to spend time with you, and happy to have people listening in after the fact. They can be driving 80 miles an hour on the freeway or walking in the park or whatever and tune in to what we're talking about. So what we were last talking about was patterns and habits. And patterns and habits automate our lives. And the reason they automate our lives is because, as I scratch my head, that's so funny. Because somehow we're out of our natural state of connection with source, the natural state of guidance that the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the rocks, even everything in the natural world kingdoms, plant, animal, mineral, because even the mineral kingdom is plugged into source. That's not just brown under the grass. There's all kinds of minerals and different kinds of rocks and different kinds of structure. And even quartz, we know, grows when it breaks, it continues to grow and grow new points. So there's order everywhere, but the humans are out of sync with that. And that's why we're so dysfunctional. Clearly, we're dysfunctional as a species. We've got plastic and everything now. But what the point is that being out of our natural state of connection with source means we don't have our natural access to guidance, which is a crucial component of flow and prosperity and everything else. And so that means that because we don't have access to guidance, like we should, the brain has to manually process the whole world. And it wasn't designed for that. If you think about it, your eyes have a 1-inch pathway to the brain, and your eyes sense out and they receive back. Your ears have a 1-inch pathway to the brain. They sense out here, like I can be talking to you and I can sense out with my ears even while I'm talking to you and highlight what I believe I can hear to my right. And so my point is the brain's function, I believe, is to process sensory information. And when we don't have access to guidance, the brain is forced to do it all. Figure out what high school we're going to go to, who we're going to marry, what we're going to be for, you know, our life on planet Earth, and sort all that out manually. And because the brain is in overload trying to do everything, what it does is settle into patterns and habits as quickly as it can. An example would be you move to a new home, and one of the first things you're going to learn is so many things first besides where the ATM is and where the laundry, the dry cleaner is, and where you buy your gas and where the cheapest gas is or the gas station you like the most. You settle into those patterns and habits. But in your home, one of your first patterns and habits is known when you walk into the bathroom at night, which side of the wall the light switch is on. Well, I personally like rope lighting and real low lighting. My lighting stays on all night. It's real low and you wake up and, but anyway, the point is that we settle into patterns and habits as quickly as we can to take a load off the brain, because otherwise it's manually processing things and it's in overload so it settles into patterns and habits. I've forgotten our question. What is our question?
Well, we're delving into your two technologies, Jim.
Ah,
you know, people need that track to run on, and you've got them.
Okay. So what we have is a situation where we've all settled into patterns and habits. Our lives have become automated, and we don't get much more than what we projected based on our patterns and habits. And again, the brain will settle into patterns and habits as quickly as it can. We don't even choose our patterns and habits, because you can choose them such that they can be ever spiraling upward. And self-healing is a term I use, where the patterns and habits can continue to refine themselves so that your resources, your brain resources, are available. And so what I do in kind of understanding that idea, that changing our patterns and habits is kind of a process that is not meant to be forced. I think it's meant to be kind of massaged, you might say, or it's meant to be a friendly transition, because first off, brain's doing the best it can. And I promise you, brain's on overload. We know everybody. Try introducing a new idea to somebody. Everybody is topped out. Their ability to take on something new is practically zero. So if I were to say that I know what the end result looks like, I now can go backwards and develop tools, I believe, that will allow people to access the kind of things I've discovered with a minimum muss and fuss. The simplest one and the more recent one is called Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity and Guidance Light. And for just the tiniest bit of history, I had a 40-foot sailboat, but I was retired by the time I was 30 with a 40-foot sailboat. And I actually put the deposit on that boat in the last 3 months of being 25. I bought the boat in Hampton, Virginia. $50,000 is a lot of money back then. And that was a product of goal setting. Goal setting and harnessing the subconscious mind in meditation. And so, having barely got out of high school, I mean barely, my English teacher looked at my grades and said, fail, and this guy isn't going to help. I never did figure out who Beowulf was, but anyway, I wasn't getting along with my dad my senior year. But so I have a massive background in affirmations, and that's how I got ahead early. And so I've come back to that basic concept of the power of affirmations, because what you focus on expands. And most of us, and I say most of us, our minds are a skelter and a scattered. I just made that up. A skeltered and a scattered. And what that means is our broadcast is all over the place. We're in overload. We're in a lot of reaction. We're in a lot of resistance. Now, our patterns and habits, and some of us build better patterns and habits, and we get through life in a much more refined manner than others. And high sensitivity people have even more information coming in, so more overload. And but the point becomes is that Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity and Guidance Light is a product of saturating the mind with a single type of affirmation, not a single affirmation, but a single type of affirmation about our connection with Source. Because I suppose if you don't agree that Source comes first, this wouldn't make much sense. But the fact of the matter is, we're awash in a world of order that we're out of sync with. And Source is what that is, however you want to call it, God, innate intelligence, on and on. And so what we want to do is we want to clean up our broadcast so that we become singular in our outpouring. We want to become singular. You could focus is kind of strong, but singular in our broadcast, singular in our prayer, singular in our affirmation, so that our broadcast becomes singular and it becomes clear about our connection with Source. And so again, what you focus on expands. And what I developed this program, the first time I used it was 2004, 2005. I then it's 100 days. And I then used it in 2008, then 2011, then 2016, and then again in 2022. And it's astounding what it can achieve because we learn how to manage our broadcast instead of having a helter-skelter broadcast out of us into the cosmos. We've become clear in wanting to align with the frequency of God, for which then things open up. And it's called Guidance Light because it's technically a mind-based program. Now, we've caused the mind to be singular in its focus, but it's still mind-based. And my world says the mind is not that fancy of a tool from the get-go. We're better.
Jim, I want to interrupt just very briefly here.
Sure.
So that you can share with the audience that this is not a religious matter. You are not asking people to change religious beliefs. You are asking them to engage in a process which gets them closer to a vibration which is more supportive.
Absolutely. This has nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with belief systems in that manner at all. This is actually a mechanical understanding of how things work, how the body works, how the mind works, how our connection with Source works, how it becomes enabled. And it's even more mechanical understanding than even a spiritual understanding. This mechanical understanding that I'm talking about then is where the spiritual exploration then extends from. So this is a mechanical understanding, and then your church thing and all of that, which we've always been seekers. We've always been seekers for, I call it personal performance. And our connection with Source is the foundation of that. And so, this is not a religious thing at all. Now, it's true. I do 508 churches and this and that, but that's more of a, I don't want to say political, but it's not traditional religion. It's not religious, but it's not traditional church at all. It's a legal understanding. It's a legal foundation for moving forward as human beings. But that's another day. So I think where I was that we can use the mind to cause it to become singular in our broadcast. And as we call in what we're asking for, what I call guidance light becomes evident and available, and guidance light will deliver things that the mind on its own cannot do at all. Because when you plug into what soaring affirmations can produce, it will deliver things that you would otherwise not be available. And so I think I talk about, low Earth orbit. Guidance light can deliver you to low Earth orbit, where core resonance, which is a full blown type of guidance, can deliver you to Mars. I'm kind of using Elon Musk ideas a tiny bit, but so low Earth orbit is far more than most can access. And it's a very gentle expression. It comes at its own rate and speed, except that you can see it, you can start identifying it inside of a couple of weeks. And part of what we do is identify what we discover as we go along. And so in identifying what we discover as we go along, those are kind of affirmations on their own. So we continue to grow this idea of plugging into newfound synchronicity, harmony, and order, and flow, and guidance, and abundance.
I'd like to share with the audience, as a person going through the Soaring Affirmations program, that it basically is comprised of two elements. The first element is you are saying a series of time-proven affirmations, which, if you do this diligently, will bring you closer to the frequency of God. And the last part of the exercise is a meditation to get in touch with whatever has come up for you during the process. In summary, it isn't difficult. It isn't threatening. It can be done in a half hour less. The only difficult part of the process is committing to doing it.
You
Back to
know,
you.
the discipline of meditation is half of what meditation's about. If you don't do it regularly, meditation doesn't achieve its potential. Of course, any kind of just meditating once, that's pretty, fleeting. But the discipline of doing something is actually huge to the mind, because otherwise the mind's running on its own, attempted to protect a brain on overload and run the whole show and filter out incoming information because the brain's on overload, and on and on. So, the fun part of Soaring Affirmations, and I developed this a long time ago, and it started with, I remember I had a breakup with a girlfriend that was really kind of hard. This would have been in, let's see, probably beginning of 1998. And I was actually 2 years getting over that. It was kind of a tough deal. When I'm in love now, it's different. It's a lot lighter in a relationship and coming apart, and I'll still have the same feeling for the person. So I've kind of, love doesn't have to hurt loving somebody. But the point is, I went into what became ended up becoming 2 years of journaling. And after that journaling, then I wrote Visionaries Thrive in All Times. So Visionaries Thrive in All Times, that it took on the third try, which was April 19th. I believe that, I still don't remember. I still have trouble remembering 2000 or 2001. But so the journaling, I learned right off the bat when I journaled, it came to me, "Good morning, Jim. We are pleased to speak with you." And it wasn't so much that I was channeling, but in my journaling, I gave myself latitude to range around and to, instead of being humdrum, just one foot in front of the other journaling, I gave myself latitude to be free to talk to myself like a third party, like I had insight that I included in the journaling, like a more intelligent part of me was participating in the journaling. And that ended up being really an astounding period of time. Thank God only there were two yellow pads, legal pads, whatever, that were handwritten, and the rest of it then went to the computer. So thank God most of it's readable, but there's some extraordinary info in there. I've never done anything with that. But the soaring affirmation comes from that idea. Good morning, Jim. We are pleased to speak with you, because the soaring affirmation is part of it, is where you take not the monotony, not the humdrum. You take the linearity of the affirmations that we're working with, and we turn it into a soaring component. We add the we part to it, and we allow the affirmation to rise, and I call it a soaring affirmation. And it gives us a freedom to, envision out in front of us what we're looking for and what we'd like to have and what it feels like. And that's what the soaring part's about. It's very, very, very effective, and again, comes out of my own work. And the happier you're doing it, happier you're doing it.
Well, let's suppose someone listening to us this morning is intrigued, as I sincerely hope they would be, and would like to get started with soaring affirmations. Go through the next steps for them, if you would, Jim.
Okay, well, first off, it's something you can sign up for yourself. You go to my website, coreresonance.com, core, CORE, which by the way, core is coherence and resonance. So core resonance, RESONANCE.com. And let's see, how do you find it? So I guess it'd be coreresonance.com/ soaring affirmations with a hyphen. And I believe the other way to get to it is www.soaringaffirmations.com. So in other words, that would forward to coreresonance.com/ soaring hyphen affirmations. And when you get into that page, it's an introductory page, and then you move into how you make the payment and that kind of thing. And in the payment, it's $500 or $600. It's $500 if you pay for it in one payment. It's $600 if you do it in three payments. And it has 100% money back guarantee, but you have to do the lessons. I forget what the number of lessons is within 30 days. I don't know if it's 15 or 20, but if you do the lessons and you don't get results, I'll refund your money. But the game is to do the lessons and let it saturate into your system, for which you'll start identifying newfound synchronicity, harmony, and order pretty quickly.
Well, I would add there, Jim's recommendation is to do this 100 times. And if you think about it, that's just a shade over 3 months, which is not a long time in the great scheme of things. But more good news, you don't have to wait to get to 100. People who have done this program, including yours truly, start to get results long before they reach the 100 repetition stage. One more question, Jim, before we move off this topic. Let's suppose that we have an audience member out there this morning who's 76 years old and not particularly well versed in the use of computers and technology. Could they contact you directly and have you, help them set this up so that they can get started right away?
Absolutely. One of the things that's so much fun to me is I like talking to people. I think that's the reason I do all of this. The truth is, I look for conversations. And if there's anybody interested in anything I do or anything, even people that have doubts or even disagree, happy to talk with them and explore these ideas. So one of the ways you can do is you can sign up for it direct, or you can contact me. In fact, we can do a half hour Zoom call. You just go into the top of my website. You can find contact info and set up a calendar to do a Zoom call with me. And that would be a great way to go. So that's a good point.
Specifically, how do they do that?
At the top of the website, there's a place for contact. And they click on that button, and or coreresonance.com/contact. And that would open up a web page that would, and I'll put that up when I edit this. I'll put those links in the video. But let me make a remark real quick. Repetitious. Now, first off, we're doing 10 different affirmations over a period of 10 days, and then we're repeating them. So we're not doing the same affirmation every day for 100 days at all. It's a series of 10 that rotate. Part of the process is a same affirmation, and then part of it rotates over a period of 10 days and then repeats. So it's not as monotonous as it might sound, repeating the same thing for 100 days at all. But you see, there's an inner work. There's an introspective component that we have to be willing to do. And it's not like the soaring affirmations is drudgery, because actually it's very enlivening to be with yourself doing something that's associated with your connection with source, for which you start seeing little chunks of evidence. Some people see almost immediately, within a few days, they start seeing little things, because as they start doing this project that is repetitious, they're starting to influence their patterns and habits already, for which they're starting to see wavers in their existing realities, because the realities are a product of their patterns and habits. And as we start to establish new patterns and habits, you're going to start to see shifts in your reality creating. And by the way, that's part of what we document in this process.